are now in tune into the WIBSradio.com, the station where reality.
Boom, bam,
the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey, no matter what's going on,
no matter what's going on, he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word.
Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Children.
As you can see, that's an increase of the company.
This is an invitation to a new generation.
Go to Titanfall.
Where your games and entertainment are no longer separated.
Go to Star Trek Into Darkness.
But together, in one.
Xbox, answer.
Did you see that?
This is an invitation from the all-in-one Xbox One.
Here's your objective. Blah, 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 secret base.
I am an enemy.
Boring, boring.
Ow.
Tired of the same old shooters?
Come on, sweet baby. Booyah!
Mature. Don't touch that, Larry. Larry, don't touch that. Larry! What'd I just say, Larry?
You and this army, Clash of Clans, download for free.
Just a perfect day.
Drink sangria in the park. And then later,
when it gets dark,
we go home.
Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging
Stuck in the wrong game? At Bowl.com, you'll always find the right game for you. Like SingStar.
Your friends become legendary. Game of War. Download for free from the App Store.
What are you guys playing?
Supposed to be playing Game of War, but this one player keeps kicking my ass.
Is it the Legend 27?
Yeah, the Legend 27.
Who is the Legend 27?
Some say the Legend 27 is the first Game of War player ever, born from fire.
I heard the Legend 27 can hurl a boulder further than a catapult.
I heard the Legend 27 once defeated an entire army with a single blow.
But the worst part is, just when you think you're safe, just when you think you might escape,
wham!
Just like that.
What? No. That's impossible.
The Legend 27 has captured my hero.
Mine too.
Aw, you guys, I'm sure it's not that bad.
You have no idea what just happened.
I might have some idea.
Game of War. Play for free from the App Store.
Okay, orders from HQ. Attack that flamethrower.
This is a great plan. Maybe even an amazing plan.
Great plan. This is the best plan ever.
You guys are on fire. HQ says we should try something new. Attack those machine guns.
I don't know how, but somehow they came up with an even better plan.
I totally agree. Running straight at the flamethrowers was genius, but this is even more genius.
Okay, you guys are getting shot up pretty bad. HQ wants to try something else. Run through that minefield.
They did it! They topped that last plane! Incredible!
I couldn't believe it at first either, but they have struck gold!
This plan is no good. Back to the flamethrowers.
I knew from the get-go this was the best plan!
Boom Beach, come with a plan or leave in defeat.
Ready for you now.
Just a second.
Everyone is playing League of Angels. What about you?
Who am I?
Sir!
They're coming. Bring in the heavy artillery. Build now.
Party Pooper.
Mobile Strike. Download and play now, free from the App Store.
Some smack-talking fool's been saying Mr. T can't change the world of Warcraft. He ain't no computer hacker. Well, answer me this, suckers. How do you explain the Mohawk grenade?
Yeah, wherever I go, I'm making Warcraft look good.
So don't give me no back talk.
Try World of Warcraft free at Warcraft.com.
Find a Night Elf Mohawk in World of Warcraft and claim your Mohawk grenades.
Rated T for Teen.
I'm Mr. T and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. What's your game? I'm Mr. T, and this is my Night Elf Mohawk.
Cut, T, there's no such thing as a Night Elf Mohawk.
Shut up, fool! Like I was saying, my Mohawk storms through mighty forests on his frost saber. My Mohawk...
T, it's a warrior, not a Mohawk.
Well, maybe Mr. T hacked the game and created a Mohawk class. Maybe Mr. T's pretty handy with computers. Had that occurred to you, Mr. Condescending Director? I'm Mr. T, and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. What's your game?
World of Warcraft. Try it free at TryWarcraft.com.
Don't even know what you really trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Like what kind of signs you giving off? What kind of messages you sending? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Let me know what's good. You know what I mean? I'm lost sometimes. I be getting mixed feelings. Word up. Word. Are you making a choice? Is you moist? Or are you trying to make a choice to make a decision? Imagine us sitting and walking around the sand on the beach. You sitting back in the chair and imagine me making love to your head. As my words go inside of your ears and you look at them oceans and the waves as they go back and forth and on the shore and we watching that moon come up and I'm talking about the sunrise. Look at the sunset making everybody be wondering how is that really going on like that. Man, I'm a little bit in my mind about you moist? Or is you making the right choice, you know what I mean? Word up. Man, I mean, I can't tell what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, 1 minute, I think you moist, you know what I mean? But then, it's like, oh no, it's like you ain't made a choice yet. So anyway, as I imagine myself caressing you and sitting you down addressing you, taking my time with you. We just sitting back doing what we always do, being the grown folks like we always do. I'm talking about we can sip on them exotic drinks. I'm talking about look at things as we come through to make you wanna think. I can do a little thing to you to make you feel like I wanna play. Maybe we can flirt a little bit that day. Word up. Word up. I mean, you making the choice, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for real. Word up. Word up. Word up. Word up. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I believe you moist, you know what I'm saying? You made the right choice. Word up. Word up. As I smell the fragrance coming off your skin, and I think about the times that, man, you driving me crazy inside, within. I'm talking about the love and the butterflies in my stomach, moving up to the top of my heart quick. And I just imagine myself kissing you and licking you, eating you with cookie and cream ice cream, licking it off your body. I'm talking about things that make you want to go a little bit crazy and insane quickly. I guess that's the reason why I got you trembling for what I speak. Word up. You moist. Word up. Yeah, no doubt. You definitely moist. You know what I'm saying? Word up. Yeah. Word up. Man, sometimes, you know, a woman's body language, women's body language can mess with your head. 1 minute you can say they saying one thing, and they can mean another one. And then they can mean another one and say another thing. You know what I mean? Man, for real, man, like... It's like, you never know, man. Sometimes a woman body language make you feel like they want to bomb you. Or maybe you never know. It can confuse you, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
It's a blood trail business. It's a blood trail business. It's a blood trail business. Bloody trail of business.
I'm the Shaolin teacher, Savtak.
It's a bloody trail of business.
Lord Kang,
it's a bloody trail
of
business. Yeah.
You're a vicious swine, so they tell me.
It's a bloody
and
trail of business.
I can see, I guess they're right. Free to you.
Keno White Lotus.
Right.
Port.
You could be the first one to die.
It's a bloody trail of business, so if you thinking you're gonna get a whole bunch of riches out of this, you better watch how you apply yourself to make sure that they don't try to split your neck, split your wrist, or split your ankles, split you between the places that make you sort of think more, like, what's the feeling of everything falling apart more? Nowadays, people using people like voodoo dolls, and nowadays, people using people like puppets. What is going on with this? It seems like they summoning too many weird spirits. Yeah, the Mr. 239 getting ready to come through to let y'all know about this sickness business. It's a bloody trail business. Yo, check it. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet to somebody out there? It's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet to somebody out there? It's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet to anybody out there? It's a bloody trail business. I'll tell you what I mean by that. Once you start giving everybody the inside of your thoughts, everything deep inside of your head, next thing you know, they start feeling you and say, man, I like what he's saying. And what's that? A way for you to gain fans? Well, if it comes to that, I guess my fans are like cosmic rays from another universe or a galaxy. It seems like everything that I've been doing, my fan base is still scattered out easily. I guess because the business is bloody trail to me. So that means that if you speak anything you speak, it's gonna leak back to you like a whole bunch of blood that's in the trail and everybody wondering what happened quickly. It's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a puppet or a voodoo doll? Somebody is getting rich off of what you invent. It's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet? It seems like people getting rich off what you spent. It's a bloody trail business. It's a bloody trail business. Check it. It seems like you gotta kill yourself to get rich. So many people be like, man, you need to put yourself in the casket. So well, let's see if it comes to that. I did that in the past. I rise up out of a casket in 2004, giving everybody more. Everybody thought that they could stop everything that Mr. 239 pour. I'ma tell y'all how dangerous this get. It gets like trying to follow some dead body parts. Like, imagine a whole bunch of ribs just on the ground and a whole bunch of blood is dragging from them now. And it's like, what is the reason and the purpose? Most people using a diaphragm. It seems like your diaphragm is inside of your stomach. So that means it's a blood trail business. Why you acting like it's a bloody trail business. 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 It's a bloody trail business.
I don't even know why you act like that every time you listen to this.
I'm blasting, everlasting.
Ryan. No time for me to blink because y'all can see me. When it's time for me to represent, most of these dudes that think that I was gonna speak these bullets from my head beat quickly. Sitting through all these weak crews and weak rappers beat you quickly. Yo, knocking them down, yo, knocking them down like I'm spitting out ancient town. Why most of these dudes be trying to figure out how I'm faking them now? You do get ran down, took down, blowed down. Dudes in the game now seem like they fainting when they hear me come out. Spitting rhymes while these dudes be trying to figure out why I'm still busting out. Yo, I'm blasting shots, keep the style going through, ripping people apart. Hardly they can stop everything that I was taking deep from my heart. Most of these dudes feeling like, yo, I done pierced the game in his heart. I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting. I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting.
Yeah, what y'all thought, man?
Yeah,
I thought I was playing with my book.
Nah.
I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting. Forget it, welcome to the game Keno. Why these niggas wanna act like we standing in the hole? Most dudes wanna sit around playing ignorant, yo. Act like you ignorant at a show. Act like you wanna start spitting and maybe whimpering in the name of seeing the Keno. Just like I'm coming at these dudes, get ready to blow them off the scene floor. Why everybody acting like they can stop me, yo? You get blowed out of the scene, oh, it's easy, yo. Hold them out, forget it. Yo, y'all know what it is, yo. I'm putting a period at the end of the sentence. While most dudes be sitting around, thought that I was sitting around, thought me feeling like I was cramping. Man, I got so many plans and visions inside of me, man. I'm bursting open quickly. Like a gun, open up, open fire. For you dudes out there acting like y'all stop hoping I retire. I'm still here. I'm blasting. I'm blasting. I'm blasting. I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting.
Yeah, so that means I just took my bullets and blew a hole to y'all current
quick. I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting, I'm blasting, 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 everlasting. Last one getting ready to finish it quick. Boy, y'all dudes out there acting like y'all stop me, yo. I'm getting ready to end this with an M across your head. Push it quick, smash it like a whole bunch of ants on the ground. Most of you dudes ain't ready to play with me. I got the merchant style. Been known to make you feel like a mercenary. And getting ready to hunt you down, burn you down, murder you now, purge you down, hurt you now. Shaking them up, breaking their frame. All these dudes thought that they could stop everything I was releasing from my brain. Man, y'all niggas better set all your clocks. Rewind your clock in the past. I'm talking about if there was a clock in the future, you niggas wouldn't know what to do with it. And it's 239 getting ready to come at you. Man, I'm ripping so hard that I got the fat lady out in space in orbit. Sing. I'm blasting. I'm blasting. Everlasting. I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, I'm blasting, everlasting.
Yeah, I bet y'all won't be playing with guns no more, will you?
I'm going over with a rock, if it's a
what up, everybody? You got Mr. 239, a.k.a. Keena Bryant White, in the building. And that is, you did hear it correct, Bryant White in the building. Tonight, man, tonight's subject is on greatness, man. I want to talk about greatness. You know, it's sad about when you become great at something and you're very great at what you're doing. Say, for instance, as y'all know, Bryant White has invented a new shoe called WIB All-Star Shoe. And upon that creation, the law of attraction has been done. And as we speak right now, I have a pair of those shoes with me right now. And not to boast and brag on myself, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad I care about who I am and what I do and what I create than most people want to support me. You know, and it's a reason why I put my father clip back right there on my Facebook page. Because you know what? When people see me just putting myself right there, they were literally treating me like shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to just put it out there. You know what I mean? And, like, people got involved with my fucking marriage, started to fuck it up. You know what I mean? It's crazy, man. Greatness can bring along a lot of shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to put it out there. I went to go see my little girl Friday for the visitation. And my daughters were so excited to see me. And you know what they remembered? They were talking about the time that when it had happened and they had got took away. They were talking about how it happened, like how I was sleeping, how they was down at the neighbor's house, and how my little youngest little girl, she brought it out again. She was like, she was like, you went to jail. And I was like, no, baby, I didn't go to jail. You know, she was like, but you was in handcuffs and, you know, whatever. You know, my youngest little baby, she's April the 20th. She turned 4 years old. I look at on Facebook, Red Man, he was with all his kids, you know. And then I see numerous hip-hop and rap dudes with their kids. And you know what's really messed up about it? In most of them pictures, I don't see no fucking female around these dudes that got their kids, man. You know what I mean? And it gets me to think about something, that sometimes the women just think niggas of greatness ain't shit. You know what I mean? And I'm not afraid to put it out there. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, it's like the old man once told me when I was coming up, a woman ain't satisfied for shit. They ain't never satisfied. You can give them the whole fucking damn moon, and they won't be satisfied. You can give them all the damn money in the world, they won't be satisfied. You can give them some kids, they won't be satisfied. A woman is unsatisfied, period. Point blank fucking period. That's what an old man told me a long time ago. Said a woman won't never be fucking satisfied. But then they go around, where they go? Go and try to go find love in another fucking place? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, as for me, as I put it out there, my father's name was Will Turner College Jones. He was a 32nd degree mercenary. I ain't got to stoop down to stoop to no bitch level, no nigga level, no son of a bitch level, no motherfucking body level that has fucking issues. If you got fucking issues, have your issues. But I'm sitting here looking at my box with my name on it, with the shoe that I invented. WIB All-Stars by Bryant White. My word is born record sign. I took my word is born record sign and turned it to a fucking shoe. Now I got these shoes with me now. My shoes is worth $239 damn dollars. I pulled a complete Michael Jordan move. I got my own bandanas. I got my own word is born record shirt. See, sometimes that shit is too much for a damn female. See, sometimes real women can't deal with a real man. See, other women, they'll be proud if their baby daddy was walking around with his own damn shoes on. I was looking on Facebook. Master P just come out with a damn new cape. You know what I mean? He had his people around him and shit. They was appreciating him and celebrating him. But you know what? When it comes to support, I don't really get it. You know what I mean? And really, frankly, I don't give a damn no more. Because, and then these stupid-ass cars ride around here at this fucking place. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody wanted me to be fucking miserable. But I got news for you. I'm not fucking miserable. I'm happy as fuck. I'm happy. That's why I keep adding more tags to my damn radio show. Joy, happiness. You know what I mean? And I just think it's unfair. I mean, I don't think I should get treated like a piece of shit because of past fucking lives. People change. People change in many ways. At least I ain't the motherfucker that's going at that fucking the damn bitch and coming back to my wife and trying to act like I want to still be with her and shit. You know what I mean? I ain't the motherfucker to go out there fucking slinging my dick everywhere. Fucking with this bitch, fucking with that bitch. See, I don't do that. You know why? Because I have what? Integrity. Fucking integrity. You know what happened yesterday? Yesterday I had to go to the bathroom. And I was there visiting my little girl. So I had to tell this lady, Tracy, that I had to use the restroom because my asthma done got so bad and shit, whatever. You know what I mean? I'd sit in the room and it'd get a little stuffy and I'd start coughing shit up and I got to go and take my damn inhaler and shoot it at me. You know what I'm saying? I went to the bathroom. When I was getting ready to walk out the door to go to the other room in the bathroom, both of my little girls, they come running towards the door. Like, daddy, daddy, daddy. Or father, father, are you coming back? Are you coming back? You're not leaving, father. You're not leaving, are you? And the lady Tracy was like, no, he's just going to the bathroom. That means that I'm a perfect fucking father. And fuck what any bitch or any hoe, any nigga got to say. Any slut, any fucking call girl, where the fuck you is, working poles, working the damn street, working the track. I don't give a fuck who you is. I am a great fucking father. And I ain't got to fucking sit there and prove a fucking thing to you or no fucking body. Because you know what? I proved to CPS who the fuck I am. And you know what else? I thank God that I test negative. Negative. My first fucking drug screens. Negative. That's why I got visitation to go see my daughters from Mondays and Wednesdays now. And you know, somebody once said, you shouldn't take life for granted. If I took life for granted, I think I would have been a sorry motherfucker and I would have tested positive and my kids would have got taken for fucking good. You know what I'm saying? See, women, they be on some other shit. That's why I got another thing I'm going to do. You know, with my mixed joints. As soon as I get time to get back in the lab, because I know those guys been sending me a whole bunch of beats and stuff. And then, you know, the thing about this situation, man, is that I figured out greatness, man. Like, I was talking to my cousin, and he was like, you know, the other day, he was like, you know, he had talked to his wife, and she was all for moving with him and shit, and they was going to get another place and shit. And he said all of a sudden out of the blue, she just changed and decided she didn't want to. So hell, he was like, fuck it. He went to a new environment. He said, well, you know, I mean, he's with mom and stuff. You know what I mean? And he said he's going to be a bachelor, you know, and he'd been separated for about like a year and shit like that. I just think that it's fucked up how real hip-hop niggas get treated and how rappers get their dick lit. You know what I'm saying? And then the funny fucking part about it is you can't tell if a woman that cheated on you or not, because a woman, if they cheat on you, they don't want to fucking come clean and tell you. They can sit around and keep that shit stuck up in them, but what they need to understand is this one fucking fact never matters. God see when you pull your fucking panties down and you let another motherfucker go in you, either married, single, or attached. God see it all. You know what I mean? And I just think it's all whack, man. I think the shit is whack. You know what I'm saying? It's really whack that a woman can't come through and be real about if they didn't let a motherfucking nigga fuck them or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the way I look at it. You know what I'm saying? A woman can sit there and fuck around with another motherfucking man and act like, talking to another man and act like she did shit. You know what I mean? But God see anything. He see every fucking thing. You know what I mean? And I see why most niggas make songs about bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. You know what I mean? And, you know, especially ex-call girls and fucking damn women that used to have regulars and shit. You know what I mean? A woman to tell you any fucking thing to make you fucking think that whatever's whatever. But then you be faithful and shit. You ain't doing shit. You stay home doing what you have to do to take care of what you have to take care of. And then shit come at you sideways. You know what I mean? And then, like, for the motherfuckers that do women dirty and shit, and then your woman let you come back in the house and she be laying with you and shit like that, or motherfuckers that get locked up and get out and then they fucking woman take them back in like it's nothing and shit, you know what I mean? Like, y'all motherfuckers lucky, you know what I mean? But entrepreneur motherfuckers, we have it rough. That's why I ain't sweating shit, man, because I'm walking around with Worst Boy Records all-star motherfucking shoes on, man. I'm an all-fucking star. I got an all-star motherfucking hat, you know what I mean? I'm an all-star motherfucking team, nigga. And that's the way I feel about it. Know what I mean? And I ain't got to fucking sit around and beg a woman. I don't need a woman. But if my woman didn't buy my shoes, I bought my own fucking shoes. I supported my own shit. Know what I mean? Yeah, the shoe that y'all see on this motherfucking shit here, on this radio show, I'm walking around with these motherfuckers on right now. I designed it. So you know what? I could put something out there in the air right now. If God wasn't coming to get me tomorrow and take me to heaven, I'll be happy. Because you know what? I achieved every fucking thing. I got my own clothes. I got my own shoes. I got my own hats. I got my own bandanas. I got everything going my fucking life. And I ain't need no fucking female to do it. So fuck you niggas. And fuck you niggas. And fuck you bitches. And fuck you hoes. Fuck you damn call girls. And fuck you damn women that old track. To think that a motherfucker got to sit there and motherfucker sit there and think about they want to fucking to think about you breaking their heart. Man, fuck that. You ask me, my heart ain't going to be, and my heart won't ever be broke again. And it can't be broke again. I take fucking heart pills every day. You know what I mean? Like, I see why hip-hop niggas be raw and talk shit to women. Because women be doing dumb shit. You know what I mean? They scared to admit to tell the truth. What's wrong? You scared? I had years of past history. In the past, my ex-wife committed adultery on me on income tax time. She was stupid and didn't want to tell me that she had did it at first. But I bet you I tried to get her ass for adultery, but she tried to run away from it. Know what I mean? But that's all good because the next woman committed adultery on me, I'm going to put some papers on your ass and you're going to be paying me. And if we got kids, you better believe you're going to be taking care of them kids hardcore mode. For real, and I'm going to still shine, believe that shit. Know what I mean? Because ain't nobody going to be playing me no more. Ain't nobody going to be treating me like no shit no more. Know what I mean? Like, okay, fellas, how y'all feel about this? Hip-hop fellas out there, rappers out there, you know what I mean? How y'all feel about this? If you married somebody, but you see all of a sudden they Facebook page all contoured up with their fucking face and shit, what they told you they want to ever do is contour your face and make their face all look looking like they ready to go on a date and shit, but they not around with you. Know what I mean? And all you do is just peep out the page like, damn, you know, you looking real nice on the page, you know, you gonna send me a picture and then they don't send you no picture. They send you a picture to the fucking phone, but the picture don't come through. You know what I'm saying? But they know they're supposed to send it to your email. Know what I mean? So what would you think? And what would you get out of that shit? Would you think they fucking cheating on you if they do they stuff all up or something like that? And then, like, I mean, like I said, it's all weird shit, man. You know what I mean? That's why what goes around comes around. You know what I mean? And God and the Lord in heaven knows I ain't cheating on no kind of way. You know what I mean? There's somebody trying to accuse me saying I was cheating on them when I lived at the beach. How the fuck am I going to cheat on you when how the fuck can I mess with another female? First of all, if that would have been possible, I wouldn't be able to breathe and live. Because first of all, if a man cheat, his conscience eat him apart. You know what I mean? And that's just real. You know what I'm saying? Especially if he fuck with another chick. You know what I'm saying? So, like, look, I'm 41 fucking years old. You know what I mean? I ain't got time for bullshit-ass games. I'm walking around with shoes, $200 pair of fucking shoes, like Michael Jordan. Why the fuck do I need to stoop to so ignorant-ass motherfucking level, man? Tell me that. Why? My shoes are like fucking money. Why? Why do I need to do that? And you know what day they came on? They came on the day that I went and had my visit with my daughters, man. I come back from my visit with my daughters right there on the front of my porch. My shoes got shipped all the way from fucking Italy, from the Italian motherfuckers. Italian motherfuckers is connecting with me. I own a store in Italy. So I mean, like, why the fuck do I need to sit around and fucking sit and just sit and mumble jumble? Personally, I'm going to be honest with you. Personally, if this court shit wasn't going, this lady house where I was staying in, she asked me, like, where you want to go? I'll get you wherever you want to go. Chicago, Florida, Chicago. I was just like, you know what? I would ask you, Philip, I said I wanted to go and live across seas. You know what I mean? Me and my daughter's going to fucking live across seas or something. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to tell you, I hate America. I'm not saying it like that, but I done went through too much shit. I thought marrying a foreign woman was going to make me different than black bitches, than motherfucking raggedy bitches that think stupid. But then look at what the fuck happened. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't, I don't know where her mind is. I don't know where her mind is, what she want to do. You know what I mean? But I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take care of my daughters, make sure they get back to my custody like they're supposed to. And these people already said that the girl's going to be coming back to me. You know what I mean? And I just, I mean, when I go see them Monday, they probably going to be excited when they see my new shoes. Because I'm going to have my new shoes on. I'm going to dress up really nice when I go see my daughters Monday. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? What I like about this shit is I'm breaking out with hives and shit on me. Because my heart pills, they have a reaction to make me break out with hives. But it's all to the left of my motherfucking face, man. All to the left of my body. Shit weird. It ain't nothing to the right. It's all to the left. You know what I mean? And you know, my little girls, they didn't see that a part of me. They just seen what kind of father I was. I was sitting there with them, and both of my little girls said, they were looking at a book, they said they want to be a ballerina. They called it out. And then, you know what I mean, my oldest little girl, she's like, my birthday is next month, because I went to go see him on April the 30th, you know what I mean? And it's like, you know what I mean? And, you know, looking at my little girls, man, that let me know that I am worthy to have love in my life and to have somebody with me to be a part of family with me, you know, because the love that the girls embraced with me that day, you know what I mean? And just, it's just messed up, man. Like, it's really messed up, man. People can intervene in your fucking relationship and your marriage and try to fuck it and then keep the person that you want to keep dwelling on the fucking past. Man, what the fuck did the secret tell you? Get the fuck on. Don't dwell on past shit. If I was dwelling on past shit, I wouldn't be sitting here with my $239 pair of motherfucking shoes that I invented, that I created. If I was living in the past, I wouldn't have that. Like, get a fucking life, man. Now, I mean, anybody that want to live in the fucking past, live in the future. Live for the present in the future, man. That's what's going to get you somewhere. You know what I mean? And it's just, I just had to get that shit off my chest, man, because it's like, you know, I mean, you know, you tell somebody that you've been saving yourself for them the whole time, but they tell you don't save yourself for them because they're not saving their self for you. So I'm in the terms of asking, like, okay, let me break this shit down. Saving me, that meaning that I'm not fucking with nobody. God ain't sitting on another woman to this house where I'm at out here at the fucking mountain. And I damn sure ain't had no woman to come and lay in the bed and lay up with me. Now, that's what I was meaning saving myself, meaning that I ain't been messing around. You know what I'm saying? And in other words, it's saying that basically I've been focusing, keeping my eyes on prize about God and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't understand why my response didn't go through right. But that's all right, man, because, like I said, I'm like another Michael Jordan of hip-hop, man. You know what I mean? And I'm going to say that shit proudly because I'm walking around with my own fucking shoes on, and I designed them shits myself. I got my own fucking shoes right here. Word is Born Records. WIB All-Star sneaks right here. Look like fucking money, man. Look like fucking money, you feel me? I walk around with money shoes on. Why the fuck should I sweat some stupid, weak-ass motherfucking nigga? You know what I mean? I don't got no reason for that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? When you come out with a $200 pair of fucking sneaks, then you can holler at me. Any fucking nigga. Including any nigga that try to fuck my wife while she been in Indiana. Fuck you. Any nigga that, whoever the fuck you is, whoever the fuck you niggas is, you still ain't walking around with my clothes and my shoes on, motherfucker. So you still ain't getting shit. And word to the wise, any motherfucker that did try to stick my wife while she been in Indiana, you getting my fucking leftovers. How you like chasing and feeling my motherfucking ammonia up in her motherfucking pussy, bitch ass nigga? Fuck y'all niggas, man.
Word is Born Records in the building. Y'all know Mr. 239 always be ripping and revealing everything that everybody didn't think that I was gonna keep on giving a drilling. Give a killing, just like electricity. Moving through the instruments and moving through the stereo and the TV and the whole galaxy. Everybody thought that they could stop the way that I was representing, and they thought that they could challenge me. Now they sitting back, try to figure out how I be still fitting with that bad. Taking that, there it is, I MC. Take it back, get the camera, click it back. Get the gun, cock it back. Word is Born Records is in the building. Three Road Squad is in the building. I said Word is Born Records is in the building. Three Road Squad is coming through, leaving everybody stuck, gotta end it quick. Y'all know me, yo, I'm ripping in the vicinity fast. All you MCs out there thought that y'all could dance with cash, but I'ma let you know that y'all been a whole bunch of goofy asses, like a donkey. Thinking y'all can come up and try to stop the way that I represent. Honky tonky, wonky, on the track there it is, I don't care. On y'all MCs out there, yeah, y'all don't quit. Y'all know me, I keep ripping the beat in pieces. Everybody thought that they could stop me when I bring it out. I'm bringing it to all y'all that thought that y'all could stop me. Y'all hear the crowd yelling out back for me, cause I'm in the building, in the place. Everybody thought that they could stop the way the Mr. 239 display. Relay, everything on y'all like a relay race. Everybody thought that they can get EA tape. Y'all know me, easy access in the lyrically. Yeah, I rip the city from city to galaxy to galaxy. Y'all know I even reach the extraterrestrial. Yeah, I be representing with the flow that be cooking it up like a whole bunch of good food in a bowl of feet. I told y'all, here it is, y'all know where we be. Word is Born Records is in the building. Zero Squad is coming up and we gon' be taking y'all in peace. Word is Born Records is in the building. Zero Squad is coming through, taking all y'all energy quick. Wait, y'all thought that y'all could stop me. Ever since I was young, a little child, my mom and my brother and my daddy used to call me a nickname Slick. I'm not Rick, my name is Kino. All your MCs though, I blow up on the scene blow. Got the MCs sitting around acting like you wanna put a pump pump in your hand and wave slow. Wave up the WIB flag and y'all know how we hit the globe. Word is Born Records got them falling back like, oh! Man, I tell you, that's a track right there. Woo!
Wham!
Yeah, man. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, son. I don't even hear nothing right now. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, man. Hey, yo, man, you need to hear me, man. Word up. You need to hear me right now, man. Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. Get money, get money, get money.
black, black mask in the back. On the right side of my ass, looking for the ass. Then we back to spray the ass. I ain't talking spray paint, I'm talking lead paint. Second lead grand stain, leave the leaking like holes in the water bed. Leave them dead, let them get the bullets and the shell. Blood smoke looking like a fog. We ain't gon' stop till they body look pushing like lasagna. Call me your honor, you just got convicted. Death was the penalty, fresh to pieces. Every time I spit, chop to pieces. Phone so legendary, guess what? Put the paper down, yeah, I'm so deadly. Cause I want my mother money and I ain't talking funny. I gotta show my mother image to these niggas.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money.
Oh, God! Nothing, you know diddly, you know nothing, you know diddly, you know nothing. Hey yo, first off, fuck you bitches on the track. Yo, talk about you wanna stand out, it's how you can do this and do that. Man, Mr. 239 getting ready to splash the ass. You ain't nothing but a fucking let it that. Yo, when Mr. 239 represents, get your ass get splatted back. Thinking you can stop everything that I've been doing, take that whack shit back. Shit should've left your ass back long time on the track. Put niggas back and smack the fuck back. Too many whack ass tricks thinking they can stop shit. Man, I'm talking about, man, back in the past, man, when I've been doing all types of greatness type of shit. Females just think because they exempt themselves from me like some kind of test or quiz, that's gonna stop me from handling my fucking biz. Get a fucking life, get a grip. When it's time for me to represent, tell you about yourself. You ain't shit, you know nothing, you know diddly, you know nothing, you know diddly, you know nothing, you know nothing, you know diddly, you know shit, you know nothing, you know diddly, you know shit. I don't give a fuck what you used to do. When it's time for me to represent, man, I'll shoot your ass up with the truth. Don't make me spill the motherfucking puke on what you do, what you used to do. Man, it's crazy how women can be all sick on some shit, acting like their hands been clean from day one. Man, shit, even Jesus' mom was somebody that was filthy, while women try to act like they always clean on some shit, like their hands is clean, and if you think that you ain't had no sin, pick up the damn stone, throw the first stone. Your ass would be wrong, cause from what I understand, women are the nastiest shit in sight, because what they do, they bleed for a fucking certain amount of months, a fucking monthly, or whatever the fuck it is. Yo, get on my nerves, women be trying to act like they going through some menopause type of shit, been through this type of shit before, dealing with some whack ass chick, trying to pull some dumb shit on me, and thought that it was gonna make me feel like I wanted to destroy. You know shit, you know diddly, you know nothing, you know shit, you know deadly, you know nothing, you know shit, you know diddly, you know shit, you know diddly, you know nothing. That's all the fuck it's been. Man, shit, I ain't gonna keep going on getting up and tangled with my emotions on this shit. Man, let me get back on some real hip-hop shit. Man, you know what? The way I look at it, man, women can be a fucking error to your mind, an error to your life, an error to your heart. Sometimes it make you feel like they taking some shit, trying to rip it apart. And every time I turn around, I'm out here doing what I'm doing, cars riding past like they got a fucking problem. I could have sworn somebody tried to work some bullshit, witchcraft to fuck up my marriage. Because you know what? When my fucking wife was around here driving around in the Equinox, driving around, she's hanging with this one, hanging with that one, hanging out, going different towns, hanging around witches and shit, giving her little fucking artifacts, bringing them back in the house, cursing the house out. Had to do some shit to cleanse the house now. Call it a house call. Just like Matthew Priest and Shabba Ranks. Why these stupid-ass bitches thinking they can stop me when I represent? Fuck it. My rank is way bigger than that. Man, my standards. You know nothing. You know shit. You know diddly. You know nothing. You know shit. You know diddly. You know nothing. Yeah, you know nothing. Trying to come at me with some bullshit, thinking that you want to try to judge the way that I live and judge the way I've been. Fuck it. Your father didn't get murdered and chopped up no fucking pieces. So why the fuck you trying to act like you so fucking perfect? Yeah, I'm tired of whack-ass bitches running their mouth and stupid-ass niggas trying to judge this shit, thinking they can stop everything I've been about. Man, Mr. 239 has been about realness. Man, I ain't got to sit around on some pity type of shit. Got on some pity, bitch. A minute ago, yo, merry-go-round with that whack shit.
They always be popping around. Weak ass chicks running their fucking mouth. Need to get nothing but an ass full of dick. That's what most females is. You know what? A female is a slut behind closed doors. A slut out in the opening. Could be a slut. And then a lot of women be like, they be a freak in the seats and a lady in the streets. Man, what happened to all the real ladies in the streets? They done turned to fucking freaks. You know nothing. You know shit. You know diddly. You know nothing. You know diddly. You know nothing. You know shit. You know diddly. You know nothing. Yeah. My last entry. Crazy how the fuck women try to have regulars to get whatever they need. Shit. When it comes to a man just uses greatness and he get what the fuck he need.
I ain't no job.
Take one, Mr. 239 always do his thing when it was time for him to come. Everybody didn't think Mr. 2 was gonna come through with one take. Wait a minute, all it takes is one take for me to get up in the strip. Wait a minute, I ain't got to sit back and try to remember this or memorize this. When I flip a sentence, it's always at take 3 when I'm always making moves in the energy. And then take 4, I always bring more. Take 5, everybody be thinking it's 239 live. Take 6, they know me always up in the mix. Y'all know how I be doing my thing. I make music just like I'm making flicks. Take 7, y'all know what I'm bringing. I keep coming in, let them know I rise up high just like heaven. Take 8, everybody thought I was fake for everything that I create. Take 9, that's my time to shine. I'm the night ending. This is scripture wrote by, directed by Mr. 239. Signature design for this four records, we got them in time. Take 10, they didn't think I was gonna be able to come back. And a lot of said that I lost, but I win. Every time that I get ready to run in, everybody be like, uh-oh, like 7-Eleven. Take 11, you know how Mr. 239 keep measuring out to ways that they didn't think I was gonna be able to measure up to. Check this, take 12, y'all know me, I always spit flows to make a lot of people feel like they don't piece done well. Take 13, everybody didn't say Mr. 239 was gonna bring the rhyme thing from a dream to reality. Take 13, they got lost by me. They better understand when it was time for me to represent. Take 14, got them sitting back trying to figure out is take 15 gonna come about. Take 16, everybody be sitting around holding their mouth like I can't believe he just came out. This is directed by Mr. 239. Y'all know it's Signature Design, Word Born Records. Everybody know I done wrote this script. Take 17, y'all know how I represent and I stay on that scene. Everybody thought that take 18 wasn't gonna keep going through. Now what are they thinking? They panicking more. Y'all know take 19, that's where the time where life used to be for me that I wanna put a play or maybe do something to a lot of people that betrayed. Take 20, you know me, I represent simply. Everybody thought that they could get it, try to dimp up on me. Wait a minute, try to pimp up on me. Take 21, I got them stunned. They know how I represent. Take 22, everybody thought that Mr. 239 wouldn't be able to do what he was doing. Take 23, now they see. This is how I represent. Take 24, everybody thought take 25 wasn't gonna come out, but I told them I represent the WIV from soul to mouth. This is directed by Mr. 239, Signature Design, Word Is Born Records. This is directed by Signature Design, Keena Prime. Take 27, everybody didn't think I was gonna be representing. Up in the mix, I'ma take
I'm always down to the number and accounting. Wait a second, take 28. Everybody didn't think that Mr. 239 was gonna keep coming great. Take 29, everybody sit around and be like, man, wait a minute, can he really shine? Take 30, everybody thought that I wasn't gonna come, be making my move early. Take 31, everybody sit around wondering what was I doing when I bring it from my tongue. Take 32, y'all know how I stay live, always do my thing. A lot of people thought take 32 wasn't gonna lead to 33. Now they hear me, yeah, I'm moving through the air killingly. Everybody sitting around like a lily pad, looking silly, dad. Take 33, wait a minute, I told them what is this is. Yo, it's directed by Mr. 239, Keena Brian White, Signature Sign, Motorsport Records. This is directed by Mr. 239, Motorsport Records, Signature Sign. This is directed by Mr. 239, Motorsport Records.
I ain't God.
Young niggas and young pushing my fucking button, man. You know what I mean?
What kind of music
front
is this, man?
Showing your money and shit, what you got. You know what I mean? This that stomp you in the face type of music to make you take your own blood. You little motherfuckers should be glad that I ain't like I used to be back in the days. How rough I was. Yo, I used to go out and be ready to snap people and twist their cap backwards because of the nonsense and the bullshit I had to deal with. Talking about the times when people used to make me feel like I used to feel unfed up with all the nonsense I was dealing with. Like they said, yo, Peter was Jesus' disciple. He used to cuss and be killing at the same time. So that's why I named my mix CD, I Kill Your Ass Mix CD. Because that means that you little young ass dudes in the game ain't shit to me. That means that when I come with this hip hop, February is on its way. And yo, check it. And you should be glad that I ain't gonna bury your ass like somebody buried my father under a living room floor with that money and shit that you brag about. Niggas want to see the other side of me, man, check it. Blast 22nd is back out. Back when I came out with Blast with a last minute suggestion, it was commercialized and explicit. That's the way I remain to be, so whoever don't like it, eat a dick quick. I don't care, niggas be running their mouths and bitches be sitting around flutting and planting and shit, thinking that's gonna stop me from coming out. Like back in the past, some fake ass chick try to stop me, get me robbed for $3 million, made my brother or my cousin turn his back on me. And then on top of that, some niggas came at my brother pissed with them in the street because I got so famous in the fucking industry. No, yeah, and I put that on my mom, man. My mom told me back a long time ago, years ago, she said the reason that people was acting crazy towards her and my brother and trying to rob her car and break in the car because I became mad famous. To all you niggas out there don't understand, you should be glad that I just be sitting back and wanting to grab the microphone and be with conscience. Conscious rap, get the shit off the top of my chest while dudes be acting like they can stop me. Man, you better walk to get plunged that fuck out the game. I'm talking about all you niggas that be sitting around be molesting little boys and shit ever since you've been in the game. Calling yourself hip-hop, you know that shit ain't right. So niggas be acting like they can stop me. Man, you better step the fuck back. Cause yo, when it's time for me to represent, like I said on this mix CD, I kill your ass. And I ain't ashamed to say it. Man, it's just the PTSD coming out of me. You niggas fucked up when you stopped me from smoking weed. You niggas got the out of the way when you know that I wasn't gonna be drinking no more. So I'm speaking off my head and I am very sober, B. So that means all you niggas out there running around and you bitches fronting like you grabbing microphones, you need to go get a fucking maxi pad and cover your ass up. Niggas be running around acting like they ready to blast something. Shut the fuck up, cause you don't know what this shit is really about. Mr. 239, 40 years old and I'm coming back out, letting you know what, how bad that hurt me. Yeah, it caused me have a heart attack, it caused me all the things that happened to me. And like I told you, stupid ass dudes and females in the game a long time ago, Jesus' disciple was Peter, and he used to cuss, and plus he used to be a killer. So all you niggas out there don't like what the fuck I'm saying, you stupid bitches out there grabbing microphones thinking y'all slang, get the fuck out the game. Cause Mr. 239 coming back, I kill your ass, and that's what I've been about. Man, go check my album when I went in the streets of Monroe. Blast from the last minute suggestion, man, explicit and commercial, yo. Be coming off the game, that's the way I represent represent. Niggas be grabbing guns and shit, acting like they wanna flash on some kind of video. You niggas should be glad that I'm not accepting them recruitments of the army and the military. Law enforcement hitting me up back and forth, wanting me to become in law enforcement. You know what they said about somebody with PTSD? You can't kill them. That means they tough, they rough. That means that all you niggas out there that been older me shit, you better get ready to pay it back, or else I'm coming for your head and shit. If I was ones like I back in the past, I would be running up in your shit with a gun, putting it up to your head, blowing your head off. Yo, that's just me bringing the Mr. PTSD out, man. I've been about this long time ago. That's just my true self. My mom had to wash my mouth out with soap when I was a little kid. She said, that's just Keno, cause Keno been through a lot of dumb shit. People killed my father and thought they got away with it. Niggas robbed me for $3 million and thought they got away with it. Niggas made my cousin turn his back on me and thought they got away with it. But guess what? This is a payback of my revenge. And guess what? I kill your ass. And this is the next mix CD, Mr. 239. Like I said, Jesus' disciple Peter used to cuss and he was a killer. So all you niggas out there, all you stupid ass niggas that's acting like y'all really standing up saying y'all gotta say something about God, quit front and stop acting. Mr. 239 be representing, be packing. When it's time for me to come through, niggas be acting like they wanna start talking shit. Yo, take an axe flat quick. When it's time for me to represent, I make niggas black out quick. And I don't need no liquor, I don't need no weed, I don't need none of that shit be under no kind of hypnosis to tell people how the fuck I feel. That's what I've been about, and I keep it mad freaking real. Yeah, everybody was wondering why Mr. 239 ain't said no profanity for a long time. Well, it's the reason why, because motherfuckers wanted to try to push my butt and thought just because I was sitting back, I took a second, man. Why the hell you think I won all them damn awards? You think I won them awards for playing in my ass crack? No, I don't think so. You think I stayed up all night working with all them hours, putting everything together, and I built worse one record for no reason? Get the fuck out of here. Cause like I said again, I'ma repeat it again. Jesus' disciple name was Peter, and he was a cusser and a killer. So that means this next CD, I kill your ass. Word up. Niggas don't want no fucking war. Right. Bitches ain't want no war. You stupid ass business niggas ain't want no war. Nobody don't want it. I kill your ass. Word up. Mr. 239, blast fast, Brian last, all struggles, trials, and tribulations. Man, even the niggas that was in churches turned their back on me. Niggas used to be gangsters, used to be drug dealers riding around with drugs in their trunk, riding back and forth from North Carolina, turned their back on me on some whack-on type of bullshit quickly. But they didn't want to worship witches, having witches in your club or in your place, around your corner, in your circle. Niggas better understand, man, Mr. 239, Keno spit nothing but the truth, so whoever don't like it, just go ahead and eat a dick up till your head come. Mr. 239 represent me bringing that real stuff, and big up to Havoc for blessing the dude with this type of beat, because I finally got a situation to relieve all that shit down from beneath. And rest in peace to my cousin by the name of Little Steve, because he finally told me it was time for me to let out what I had been holding in, because I'm gonna kill your ass before you kill me. It ain't gonna kill me. Word up. Yeah, new mix CD. I kill your ass. Cause like I said, Peter, disciple, Jesus' disciple name was Peter, and he was a killer and a cusser. Word up. I kill your ass. Remember that. That's the PTSD side of me. Word up. That's why law enforcement trying to recruit me for you weak ass niggas in the game. Niggas better understand, man. Y'all better hope I don't accept that position of becoming a real killer making money, because I'll be the richest motherfucker for killing niggas and bodies.
Think I will be able to turn and change up my door. Why won't you dudes out there thought they y'all could stop everything. Mr. 239 is coming through. Gonna turn just like a bullet coming out a barrel. Spitting out my tactics and my greatness with the flow. Ready to rip it and flow through the show. Everybody trying to figure out why the Mr. 239 always be going off like the gun barrel. Always representing, I keep on turning to make all these dudes feel like I leave them stunned like a stun gun when they go inside of you. Yo, it's the electric. When I represent, come through, it's time for me to turn on all you cheaters. Earn higher force when this game will chance me to burn. Punch myself like a heat seeker. Tab on haters. So I earn on all you haters. Turn on all you cheaters. Burn. Higher points in this game a chance me to burn. Bless myself like a heat seeker. Tab on haters. Yeah, I earn. Yo, make my move while most people dudes didn't think I would be able to earn more. And it I bring in most of you dudes getting refused. Y'all need to earn on everything that Mr. 239 been know how to use. While most people out here didn't know that I earned. I made my move. Yeah, world is born records. Yo, that's the one I represent. I keep it moving. Moving with the sample flow. Why everybody be like, yo, the way I spit up my flow is like, I earned a whole bunch of cool points. And most of these dudes out here in the game, y'all done lost y'all cool coins. Time for me to represent, keep it going through. Represent with my flow, I done earned so many points. Earn 9 degrees, we'll earn 4 degrees and earn 9 awards. So time for me to turn on all you cheaters. Earn higher points in this game, a chance me to burn. Bless myself like a heat seeker. Tap on haters. Time for me to burn. Rubber. All you dudes out there is getting burned and y'all getting destroyed much. When I represent with my flow, I always burn with the flow that you can't touch. Why everybody thought that they can stop the way that Mr. 239 burned, I done burned you 300 degrees, spontaneous human combustion. Time for me to turn, make all you dudes feel like, yeah, I done earned and burned on y'all. Burnt up in the sky like a rocket. Call me the one with the nacho flow. When it's time for me to rock the spot, I keep on going back and forth. Going up, nobody can pass me when I bring my force. Yo, when I be coming through, it's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Burn all you haters. Earn higher points in this game, a chance me to burn. Lunch myself like a heat seeker. Tab on haters. Time for me to turn on all you cheaters. Burn higher points in this game, a chance me to burn. Lunch myself like a heat seeker. Tab on all you haters. Time for me to turn on burn on you haters. Turn, earn, burn on all you fakers. Turn, earn, burn on all you dummies. Turn, earn, burn on all you haters.
Haters hate too much.
Keena White, sir. Hey man, you know, it's just another one did me like that again, man. It always happened around April, man. You know what I mean?
Man, she
what?
She bounced
another
on me.
Another woman left me again,
what?
Man.
Yeah, man, she bounced on me.
After 5, almost 6 years, you know what I mean?
And left one with
that's
them girls,
man,
too,
I tell
man.
Everybody the story.
Hey, yo, man, you ever had a foggy separation, you know, and you didn't see it?
Yeah, man.
Foggy separation.
Yeah, you know how the fog is when you can't see.
That's why I call it a foggy situation, separation, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's a Jizzle production.
Yeah. Foggy separation. Yeah. Yeah. We left them with a foggy separation. Foggy separation. We left them on February 10th before Valentine's Day.
town said that she had to go and get her sobriety once again. So what she bound to? She bound to Indiana. Went to go stay with her cousin and said she just needed a little time to think to herself. Left that man with two little girls and didn't know even he needed to have that good health. She even maintained. But anyway, she filled in that. She gave him all these stories for months and months. That she was coming back, but she never was alive. Word up.
I don't live here anymore.
She left her with a 5D separation. A 5D separation.
Word up.
She left him with a 5D separation. She left him with a 5D separation. A 5D separation. Yeah, so anyway, months passed by and kept passing by. As she kept on talking, from her mouth nothing but a bunch of lies. Let's see, food here, there, order this way, still getting behind. The man started to figure out what was going on. He couldn't find out what was happening. As the months kept on passing by, he was wondering why his bed at night used to be empty. And she never wanted to give him no more pictures anymore. I wonder what was happening in that man's mind every night. She left him with a 5D separation. A 5D separation. She left him with a 5D separation. A 5D separation. So that man had to find out the hard way that she was leaving a separation on him, reading the CPS papers, going through opening envelope up, and Keena found out inside of that paper that she was gonna do a separation and was being slick about it and was like, he don't even know it yet, but we getting ready to be separated. I'ma leave him with them two girls. And I hope he can take care of him. Because if he don't, then that's just him. It's on him. And she left him with something talking about it. If you cheat on me, that's on you.
It's on me.
So I mean, like,
up, man.
Women believe in trying to shoot my heart up like a Tommy gun.
I mean, any of y'all in my way, I don't see no stop signs. No stop signs. That means if you think you stop me from getting money, I don't see no stop signs. And plus for me making my moves quickly, I don't see no stop signs. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, yo, man, I'm a move on there, man, without even paying attention.
I don't see no stop signs.
I'm just going to
I'm going to get that money.
I'm wide open with it, man. You know what I mean?
I'm going to keep making moves.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man, come on, man. What this spec, man?
Bird up, man.
Man, don't see no stop signs. He ain't going to stop.
You know what I mean?
I'm just moving.
As I make my moves faster than cruise control, while all these dudes I hit on the stand up, missing you on the show, making all y'all feel like my dudes been sold. Boy, y'all better stand back. Oh, see no stop signs, no stop signs, no stop lines. This is 239 rocking live, dropping it live, making all y'all feel like you get shot in the drop. Once you hit me, live with the rhyme, making everybody feel like they wanna fall back. Yo, check it out. I don't see no stop signs. That means all y'all out there, y'all better get locked and gone and blown behind. As I keep on going on with my thoughts and they keep moving, yo, I got that type of flow to keep you going like the 70s. That means I stay on point. That means if any of y'all wanna think you can stop me, man, I've been doing my thing ever since I was 90s in my 90s. Making all y'all feel like, yeah, this 239 too grimy. So that means I ain't gonna stop, man. Ain't gonna stop signs. I don't see no stop signs. You in the way trying to stop me from getting money.
I don't see no
stop signs. You in the way thinking you can stop me from going through.
I just go through you like a hollow point. Making all y'all feel like you swallowed everything that Mr. 239 been on. Because, like I said, I don't see no stop sign. I don't see no stop sign. I don't see no stop sign. That means that if you out there thinking you can stop everything that I bring from the top of my mind, this something to make y'all feel like you get dropped, and most of y'all going behind. Don't take it, it's a power lump to make all you feel like you found much. You can even stop the way that Mr. 239 representing. Call me the director of music. Why everybody thinking they can stop everything that I've been doing? Man, just because you hear me, just because you ain't see me, just because I ain't doing what him doing, doing what them doing. Yo, check it, man, I'm gonna always keep doing what you always been doing. While y'all out there still trying to figure out what can make you more famous or more richer or more known and noticed, this 239 representing. And like I said, I don't see no stop sign. No stop sign. No stop sign.
Kind of like leave you gasping.
Yeah,
I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
while the rest of the world is gasping from air. I'ma use my microphone as oxygen to supply to my lungs fresh air. While the rest of the world is gasping for air, I'ma use my microphone as oxygen applied for my lungs for fresh air. As I begin to get in the game and let y'all know what I'm getting ready to bring off the top of my brain about how the way I had it maintained, I'm gonna break loose from out of the earth situation of this pollution. Why everybody be getting caught up in the pollution of the world and the earth? I'm talking about they getting suffocated, trying to figure out ways to make a better way to get out of from suffocation. Man, I found a way to break out of suffocation. Grab my microphone and supplying the oxygen as I continue going on moving. Most of these dudes in the game ain't nothing but smog again. That means that they just clogging up the air again. Most of them don't have nothing to talk about. A whole bunch of nonsense, they just talking from their mouth. So check it, Mr. 239 is gonna continue going on and applying the right kind of oxygen. While most of these people are stuck gasping, trying to figure out how they gonna get out of the thresholds of the world pollution. Like I said, my microphone is my oxygen. It supplies fresh air to my lungs again. That's my oxygen. So I keep on making my moves and I'm doing what I always been doing. Why a lot of people be trying to figure out why they can't break hold of the thresholds of the world economy. I'm talking about strangling them, suffocating them. Why a lot of people be trying to aim to stop everything that Mr. 239 been breaking through. Yo, I'ma let you know what it's gonna do. It's gonna shake you, chunk you up, throw you up, spit you out, put you in a place where you won't even know where you've been about. That's what the world do to you when it spin you around with the pollution out. So that means the pollution up in the air got a lot of people getting it inside of their lungs and none of them don't even know how to breathe in there. And that's the reason why I be grabbing microphone again. With my microphone is my oxygen. That's what I use to get fresh air in my lungs again, like oxygen. The microphone is my oxygen. Even at times when things be getting smogged in my nostril quick, all I have to do is grab the microphone and that supplies the right kind of oxygen. Well, a lot of people don't understand what they ain't been thinking. Yeah, you should be thinking about what you're trying to be doing. A lot of people get caught up in the wrong time of suffocation. Make them feel like, yo, they getting smothered quick. Could you feel the feel of being smothered with a whole bunch of nonsense? That's what the world do to you if you caught up in the world pollution. I'm talking about all the things that people been doing, using, talking about polluting up the whole sky. Most of these people be getting up, getting stuck with notes, but they know they lie. A lot of people thought that they could stop everything that's been going up in the sky. Like a chemtrail. I'm talking about a chemical trail. That's what most of these dudes be doing in the game. They killing themselves. That's why I use my microphone. It's my oxygen.
Hey man, look at that, man. Contamination. Where your mask is?
Yeah, man. This is beautiful right here, man. It's been so long, man. I've been putting in work. Time for me to get my boogie on. Word up. Open the door, I'm at the entrance. Mr. 239 in the place, word is born reckless. Let them know how I used to do it, how I been doing it. Been getting in the club, VIP in. Doing it at Kayla's Club, Murrow and seeing it. Doing it in Greensboro, North Carolina, Alexander, Darren Rose in it. Plus doing my thing on Spotlight Entertainer in it. Y'all know about me, you better get ready to give respect to Keena, Brian White. Yes, I paid my dues. Why y'all niggas out there, I bet you if I gave you my shoes, you'll run away like you done lost your breath running out of you. Like somebody hexed you. So you better give respect to Mr. Black 239, Jerry G, Indian, and Keena. Why these niggas out here didn't think that I had my cream up? I'm known about currency. Why everybody
the age of 2 and 3. Why y'all niggas act like you losing me?
Y'all ever had a moment where you had a moment where you felt like you was getting stereotyped?
Yeah, I did.
And then you try to figure out why you was being stereotyped. Was it because of the city I was in? Why was they doing it? And what was the cause? Was it because of the color of your skin? Was it because of the gender you was? Or was it strictly because of this? We was all born in this world to know that women were known to be feminine and men was known to be masculine and aggressive. So sometimes the law and the government take that in the same kind of list. That's the reason why it's called stereotype list. Because you deal with all types of nonsense sometimes. And you go through having situations where it can be some religious type of stereotype list. Where somebody see you one minute, they seen you years ago. You went up in their service and listened to them preach the note, preach the word of God. The next thing you know, they turn on you just like a hurdle. You a herd of mobs, a herd of a whole bunch of cows and a lot of nonsense. And then you try to figure out what was going on. You was going through one of your roughest, hardest situations. You needed their help, and when you reached out to ask them, could they help you? They didn't help you. They just stood back and gave you a whole bunch of words. And let's see, push the F button on the phone when you call in. You left a message. It was like, watch out for the stereotype list. If they see you on something that makes sense, they might just knock it. Word up. Like I said, watch out for the stereotype list. If they see you on something that makes sense, they might just knock it. Yeah. So,
for instance,
as you go back in to figure out how submissive women can be and the things that they can be passive about and home-oriented and easily
hurt emotionally and then deceptively. Talkative and gentle. That means that sometimes when something goes down and the law come along and knocking on the door, they sometimes stereotype a female just because they look, just because how beautiful they are and the way they stand. They don't really think that that female has no kind of masculine center. But then they really find out, they didn't do their research good enough to know about her. So that's what you gotta watch out for. Like I said, watch out again. Watch out for the stereotype list. If they see you on something, they might make sense. You just feel like they knocked it. Yeah, come on. Watch out for the stereotype list. If they see you on something that makes sense, they might just knock it. Like, as a matter of fact, when they hear you knock down things, watch out for the stereotype list. They be thinking that maybe you the one that done something, but in the law, in the government book, a man is known to be masculine and aggressive. Watch out for the stereotype list. If they see you on something, then they might not care. Make sure that you have your conversation together before the situation happens. Stereotype list.
Ali B, always quality.
Attack you, whatever.
you think you can do, you get B-O-M-B blown. Cause I'm in unknown battles against people don't like what I wrote. I'm talking about years ago, back when I did things and people said, can you say it ain't so? All y'all out here don't know my thoughts run down thick like paint on the wall. Yeah, call me graffiti spitter. Why y'all sit around and say, man, I don't like the way these spit it up. A lot of cats told me that I shouldn't have been rhyming the flow from the 70s. Well, shit, I came out of my mother in 79. December, no, not December, it's close to Christmas. So wait a minute, I'm just the one to be getting inside of the flow, leaving your ass twisted. Just like the sperm went inside of my mom ejaculated. I came out my mom's uterus as a, you know, a fetus. All y'all out there don't understand, wait a minute, I'm the one that's neat with this flow. Yeah, I just took y'all back and made your mind go a little bit insane. Oh, why people be sitting around, they get paid gold. Thinking they can stop me, I'm the Star Spangled Anarchino. I'm gonna discover more. Every time I represent on the track, I make everything get exposed quick, cause I'm in an unknown battle. Yeah, unknown battle. Catch everything that I throw. Just like my name is Francis Scott Key. I told y'all before, if you wanna explode, we can explode. But I'll leave your ass singing the Star Spangled Keener. Rooting for a record that came through. All y'all out there, y'all done got wiped out. Final and unknown battle.
You're there too. So there. That's alright. They laying down. All of them laid out. That's what the MR point 239 right for doing. Lay him down.
Have to be immortal to get my money back. You haven't been able to answer the only question that matters in Shark Tank. How do I make money?
Who are the sharks? They're self-made business experts worth billions. Kevin O'Leary is a shrewd venture capitalist who made his fortune selling a children's educational company for over $4 billion. Damon John dominated the fashion world with FUBU. Now he's the branding expert behind multiple global brands generating billions in sales. Robert Herjavec, son of an immigrant factory worker, founded one of the world's preeminent cybersecurity firms. Maury Grenier, the queen of QVC, holds over 100 patents and has launched over 400 products, grossing over $500 million in sales. And Mark Cuban, renowned billionaire tech mogul and the outspoken owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
you better look out. They try to hold you down and make your ideas seem less than profound. You better look out. They try to make you seem you ain't got the news to make the groove and make you mean. You know it. You better look out. To make you feel like you ain't for real. You don't know the deal. You better look out. To try to change your mind. Tell you you ain't mine, baby. And that ain't for real. Come on, baby. Look here.
Hello and welcome. I'm Bob Proctor, and I am really proud and very pleased to be part of The Secret. You see, The Secret literally changed my life around 45 years ago, and for the past 38 years, I have traveled all over the world helping people understand The Secret. The law of attraction is always working. You can never escape it. Everything that comes into your life, you're attracting into your life. And you see, as we understand The Secret, then we can sit down and dictate exactly what we want to come into our life. And with absolute certainty, it will arrive. Let's stop and think of who we are, what we are. You see, I said I am Bob Proctor. The truth is I'm not really Bob Proctor. Bob and Proctor are two words. That's my name. But it's not me. I might look at myself and say, this is me. But this isn't Bob Proctor. This isn't me either. You've never heard anybody phone in to work and say, body's not coming in today, it's sick. You've never heard anyone say, am hand. We say, my hand. My name. My job. These are things we have. But it's not me. See, I am a soul, a spirit, non-physical. And I live in this physical body. And I have the ability to dictate the vibration that my mind and body will be in. You see, vibration is a law of the universe. This entire universe operates by law. There are no accidents. And vibration decrees, the law of vibration, that we literally live in an ocean of motion. Absolutely nothing rests. Everything moves. Everything's vibrating at one speed or another. And we can move into a positive or a negative vibration. We use the word feeling to describe the conscious awareness of the vibration we're in. If you hear a person say, I'm not feeling very well, what they're really saying is, I am in a negative vibration. When you hear a person say, I feel so good, what they're really saying is, I'm in a positive vibration. Now, do you know, when you're in a negative vibration, the only energy you can attract to you is like energy. You're going to attract negative situations into your life. When you're in a positive vibration, the only thing you can attract into your life are things that are in harmony with you, positive things. So let's think about this for a moment. Our body is a molecular structure. It's a mass of molecules in a very high speed of vibration. Mind is movement, and body is the manifestation of that movement. You and I have the conscious ability to choose the images that we're going to hold in our mind. We tap into an infinite source of supply, and we choose our thoughts. We can pick up other people's thoughts, or we can originate thoughts. And when we bring those thoughts together, we create ideas. I can create an idea in my mind of myself having anything I want. And then as I take that idea and impress it upon my subconscious mind, which is universal intelligence, I not only affect my body, but I affect this entire universe. Now I know that most of us have such a small picture, a small image of ourselves, that we have a difficult time believing that we would actually affect the entire universe. But we do. Do you know that thought waves are cosmic waves that penetrate all time and space? And when I think something, I control the vibration I'm in. And when I control the vibration I'm in, I control what I attract into my life. If I want greater wealth, I just have to see it coming into my life. I've been given a magnificent imagination. And through the use of my imagination, I can create, originate pictures in my mind. I can see myself in beautiful relationships. I can see myself experiencing wonderful success. I can see money coming to me through multiple sources on a continuous basis. You see, I dictate what I see. You know, Viktor Frankl was a Jewish psychiatrist that spent the war years in a concentration camp. Now, I don't suppose anyone has ever experienced more physical and intellectual abuse than those people that were in those camps. But Viktor Frankl pointed out in a marvelous book, Man's Search for Meaning, that no one could cause him to think something he didn't want to think. And you know, all the great leaders, all down through history, as far back as you want to go, have been in complete and unanimous agreement on one point, that we become what we think about. Now, why is that so? Because we have the freedom to think anything we want. We can originate thoughts, or we can pick thoughts just out of the ether. And we can internalize those thoughts. We can bring them together and build beautiful ideas, or we can build terrible ideas. But the ideas we build are going to determine the vibration we're in. And the vibration we're in is going to dictate the energy that we attract to us. Now ask yourself, what do you really want? Think about it for a moment. What kind of relationships do you want? What kind of health do you want to experience? Do you want prosperity? What kind of a business do you want? Do you know that you are the architect of your life? You truly are. And you can tap into this infinite source of supply, and it is an infinite source of supply. I think one of the most magnificent authors of the past 500 years was a man named Thomas Troward. And he talked about the spirit of opulence. And he talked about us tapping into the infinite. And he said, when you are drawing from the infinite, you can never take more than your share. Abundance is your birthright. But understand this, you will never attract into your life something that is not in harmony with you. And so if you want more, if you want greater wealth, greater health, more meaningful relationships, make up your mind right now that you're going to build the image of what you want, and you're going to hold on to that image, and you're going to stay in that vibration. This entire universe is an orderly universe. Energy attracts like energy. So just understand that the good that you want is already here. All you have to do is get in harmony with it. And you do that through your own thinking. It's absolutely phenomenal when you stop and think about it. Build the image of the world you want to live in. Watch the film, The Secret, over and over again. Go to the website, The Secret TV, because all of the products that they're offering you are going to help you alter your conditioning, change your habitual way of thinking. And when you do that, you have changed your world. I did that 45 years ago. I was just a young man, but I was given a book, and the book helped me establish a purpose for my life. It helped me understand myself. And you're going to attract according to your belief. Now, you might not really believe in yourself, but if you keep studying, you're going to be absolutely amazed with yourself. You see, our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And the more we reevaluate a situation, the more our belief about that situation will change. I want you to reevaluate the laws that govern your being. Start to understand the law of vibration. See how the law of attraction and the law of vibration are really, in truth, the same law. You can only attract to you the things that vibrate in harmony with you. I'll look forward to meeting you in open programs that we conduct, that Secret are going to promote. And I look forward to meeting you on another series of videos that this company is offering. The Secret is phenomenal. It's waking up the world. This is Bob Proctor. Thank you.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The new jalapeno popper chicken sandwich and salad. All the jalapeno popper flavor you love with our famous spicy chicken. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
We put a bun inside the sandwich. Bun, bun, bun.
Bun, bun, bun.
Bun, bun, bun. Bun, bun, bun. Bun, bun, bun.
Want more flavor than more bread? We got you with the new jalapeno popper chicken sandwich and salad at Wendy's.
Philly back to LA on the spot where rock the bus like scraps. As you dream, get overshadowed when you come in contact. Be quick to set, prepare to end verbal combat.
Fuck you, why you fake jacks? I make maneuvers. Sticking up with your lips. Methodal from Staten Island. Yeah, the dismissal don't touch you down. Really, do you see an MC out for justice? Got my gun powder and my mustard. Splash! Get swellings and paint with these pictures like Magellan. Half of my clans repeat spellings. Protect the joints to 9 nickels. And I stay on point like obstacles. I wanna test the cap and test the cap. Your motherfucking mask, headbanger boogie. Catch me on tour with Al Doogie. Nothing bands hold too tight, you can't fool me. Better take one and pass on this ass. Your fire statistics are low when falling fast. Johnny plays out to get loot like Johnny Cash. Play a game of Russian roulette and have a blast.
Hey yo, I'm a gas spitting the criminal tactics. Don't believe this, get my dick and genital backwards. There's no replacement. Taste this, mad at the ground basement. Shit I'm laced with. I'm a lance on your whole camp and I'm splitting. The who spot, bitch, don't get it twisted. I got connects like federal express. To get the fresh, I get the bless. The dog can't fetch. Got the clear spot from the rear block. Two bucks to the reason your teardrop. Men, I fear not. Pull your nose and blow out to your ears. This your truth. This shit that you claim that your ears lock. Fifth, this underground. Cannabis, I'm dangerous. Like dogs, bomb analysts. Flipping keys like keys. My degree means just like in the week. Like EPMD, LPs. I shot and hit the spare by mistake. So I erase the whole front row at the waist. I'm playing my escape and can't shake or shake. I'm the one pushing the hearse in the first place. Confidence for you shaky ass folks. Smoke a rocket full of folks say you got smoke. Yo, all this antidote got you open. I'm a lyrical BD 45 cold. And I'm
high as a level.
Money on my mind, everybody just see me, they just better mind. They on business to make their own money. Many people, they just don't wanna make money. It's funny, they don't need to on the work. Work for everything, it's gonna be worth. That means, do you want wealth or do you want riches? Everybody see me, yeah, I put two switches. Went through the beat, so everybody just gonna get greetings. This is the person that always gonna close the curtain. Now they just see me, yeah, it's going so worthy. Yeah, I made it so unworthy. Now they hear me on something, is it really worthy? They'll come and everything, yeah, it's going so early. They gotta reach up, that means they ain't never gonna reach up. This the person always gonna say that all we used to listen to the preacher. And I had to switch myself, I mean switch everything. I used to rhyme on every track that I used to just develop. That means I used to develop so much, everybody just saying, look at that fella, he rumbling on the corner. Boy, he walking down the highway, everybody just sees me, I'm just gonna come in. Yeah, I'm looking at it like a driveway, turn it into a parking lot. That mean a parking lot filled with so many people that just wanna talk a lot. Yeah, as many people that just wanna plot. So many people that just out for the life. They ain't looking for the thinking, everybody look at me. I'm just gonna leave everything thinking. Just like so many public hitting everything, yeah, they see me public. I'm the dude that's always gonna be a bit in this. Coming from a bit, see the bit, yeah, he ready to be. Everybody see me, I don't even care about anybody that mean. Everybody see me, I've been so strapped with the music and the lyrics. And everything going through my vocals. I'm just rhyming and I just feel like I'm just going postal. No, I ain't talking me no man. Call my long matter of fact, look at me, tell him everybody just leave me alone. I just be in my zone, I just be spitting. Everybody can't even condone. This the person that ain't never gonna be stoned. Because I've been there and I'm about to get stoned. Been the life of the party. That's reason why me and my family the life of the party. So really wanna roll up the marlin. They can't even twist up the way that we twist up. Everybody just see me at this mix up. Coming on the mic, yeah. Mr. Rifle, everybody seeing that it's going so lightful. Everybody wanna be with the idol. Go with the idol mind. I go and I just combine everything and I hit ya. Just like a handmaker, just don't switch ya.
I tell you one thing, man, this world got me in a mess.
stuff going, man. Telling you, man, all this stuff happening going on, man. I don't know.
That ain't no reason for me.
I do your face like that. I had a magic genie left.
I rubbed these situations away. You gotta be careful what
make
you
make a problem for wish for, man.
Hey, what you talking about?
Yeah, man. Man, it's mold, man. All this stuff going on in this world, man.
Yeah.
Man, you know what?
World,
just relax.
Man, the world.
Who you talking to? Don't tell me to relax.
Yeah,
what's going on
in
the world?
Hey, you being a...
Oh, shit! Oh, I like that. As the pen hits the fan, and I start talking about all the things I wish I had, and all the things that I'm happy for what I got, I'm glad that everybody understands the way that Mr. 239 be represented, coming with songs to keep me going on thinking, counting my many blessings. I'm talking about why a lot of people be stressing, don't understand, yeah, when it was time for me to represent it, you know I'm gonna keep on coming and bringing it with the representation. Why a lot of people be acting like they faking, wanna be hating, I'm talking about a lot of mad mistaking, a lot of people ain't happy with what they got in, and like that notion said, be thankful for what you having, why a lot of people don't understand, they want a diamond in the back, a Cadillac, they want big stacks of money, for Mr. 239 always represent with flows, I'm wealthy with that flow, that's why this world got me in a mold. I ain't worried about it, yo. There goes the folks, Mr. 239, getting ready to go to. Let you know what kind of mode I am in. That mode of happiness, joy. I'm talking about where I see myself being, where I'm gonna maintain it, to keep on going. Everything that I've been doing, everything open, manifesting. Well, a lot of people be understanding, don't understand. Yeah, y'all keep on confessing. What about nonsense that y'all be thinking about it? When it's time for 239 to represent, I keep it going with the proudest. While a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I've been doing, they full of doubting. Fill them up and let them know when it was time for the 239 to represent. Yeah, they start to understand that I keep crowding. While a lot of people be trying to figure out why I kept on measuring out, I'm a digit. Let you know what time it is, the 239 represent. Can y'all really get with it? The way that I keep hitting, that goes the neighborhood. I'm in a mode they didn't know about. Man, you know what?
Now, see, man, that's what I mean.
I feel better now.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel weird better.
Yeah, law of attraction.
Yeah, man, because you just grabbed that genie lamp.
Law of attraction.
Man, you know what? Don't worry about that. Stay out of my business.
It's a secret anyway.
What business, man?
The law of attraction.
My business. You know what, man? You ain't got no business. Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I'll cut your hand off. You try to take my lamp from me, man. Yo, man, Mr. 239, man, what you in, man? I'm in my AM Fleet stance,
man.
Word up.
Atomic Mass stance.
Man, what is your AM Fleet stance, yo?
Atomic Mass.
Man, you know,
Atomic Mass stance.
Me being me, man, being in my stance, yo.
Yeah, Atomic Mass stance, man.
But, yo, is it true, man, you from Monroe,
yeah,
N.C.? Yeah, man, you know what I mean? It's been like that from day one, man.
They said it was,
you know what I mean? But I still stay in my AM Fleet stance, man. You know what I mean? Because I never know when somebody going to try to pull my card, you know what I'm saying? And try to make it look like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever. You know? It is director of music, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm in my AM Fleet
stance.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up and down.
I'm in my AM Fleet stance, man.
Word up.
Atomic Mass.
Word up, yo.
Fleet stance.
Since y'all asking questions on what am I doing and what do I continue improving in,
Man, I stay in my AM fleet standards. While a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I hand ya. Yo, you know me, I always stand up. Rep up for what I always be doing much. While a lot of people thought that they could stop me from pursuing much. They can get their crews and everything ripped up. Tore up, Mr. 239, destroy ya, destroy much. Make everybody feel like, yeah, I done deployed the attack. Make a lot of people feel like, yeah, they getting smacked back. Thought that they could stop what I'm doing, I'm in my AM fleet standard. Ain't no way to stop what I'm doing and I'm landing ya. I'm in my AM fleet standards. No way to stop what I'm landing much. Man, why most people thinking they can stop me from being in touch with the microphone? I continue to keep it in my clutch with a tight grip. Why a lot of people thought that they could stop the way that I might rip. Man, light up the games like I'm lighting up a whole bunch of lights. Make everybody feel the electricity as I spit, get ready to strike. Why I grab the microphone, I grab it and put some energy to it. Just like I'm putting a whole bunch of energy and things to it. Why everybody thought that they could come and stop everything, yeah, I've been doing. I'm on my AM fleet standards. I'm in my AM fleet standards. That means every time I'm landing ya, you gonna fall down, feel like somebody slammed you much. Ripping with the flow that a lot of people couldn't clutch, couldn't touch. Make them feel like, yeah, they getting bust. You take a hunch to see the way that Mr. 239 take you out like a lunch break. Like I said on that track back in the day, why a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I bring and bring attack with the face. Make them feel like, yeah, I done snapped and cracked their brain as I continue to maintain. While all y'all out there thought y'all could stop everything that I've been doing, man, I am the bullets going through your brain. Making y'all feel like, yeah, y'all got flames. Yeah, it's me, simple and plain, ripping the game. Making everybody feel like they lost it, and I still be repping fame. I'm on my AM fleet standards. Atomic mass fleet.
That's me on my AM fleet standards, man.
Atomic mass fleet standards.
Oh, so that's what that means, yeah.
Atomic mass fleet standards. Atomic mass fleet standards.